It was a marvelous experience. Marvelous experience to be a wood boat builder. It was a very gratifying thing, and it's a matter of pride. It's not a matter of ego. It's a matter of pride in that you were accepted to go to work with people like John and guys that had worked in a yard for 20 years and more than that, and to be accepted by them. It's a feather in your cap. And it isn't an egotistical or conceit thing. It's just a matter of you're in a brotherhood or a sisterhood, because we've had a lot of girls that have worked in the shipyards and boatyards. My dad used to say to me, "Did you feel it come to life today? Did you feel the thing come to life?" Yeah, there comes a time when you begin to become gentle with that boat that you're building. You don't just swing and wham away and do all this kind of stuff. You're now beginning to see the grace and the beauty, and you're beginning to see her lines, and now you start being very tender and loving, because it's come to life. It's been born. It was an exciting thing to hear the ring of corking irons and smelling pitch and tar up and down the canal in the spring of the year. It was, because you could hear it everywhere, from the locks clear on up, all the way. It was something. Sledgehammers, top mauls, draw knives, spoke shaves, all of the elements that went into the forming of a stack of lumber into a beautiful work of art.